And so we've moved from the Atlantic to the Pacific, and then we move outward, and we move down into Columbus's area. We move down into the Caribbean, move down into Central America, and you know, there's that one chapter in the textbooks. There's always a chapter in the textbooks labeled The Age of Imperialism, from 1898 to 1903. Just see. And that takes care of that. But, you know, it sort of acknowledged, oh, yes, you know, we, Teddy Roosevelt, the Henry Cabot Lodge, Admiral Mahan, the Manifest Destiny, moving outward. But we go into Cuba to save the Cubans from Spain. I wondered why I had a funny feeling when I heard that we were going into the Middle East to save Kuwait from the Iraqis. I always had a funny feeling whenever we have been going anywhere to save anybody from somebody else. And maybe because I remembered that we went into Cuba to save the Cubans from Spain, and in fact we expelled Spain and established ourselves in Cuba. And then American corporations moved into Cuba, American railroads and banks moved into Cuba, and United Fruit moved into Cuba, and 20 million acres of land were bought for 10 cents an acre. And there we were. And our military posts were set up in Cuba, and we wrote the provisions in the Cuban Constitution allowing the United States to go into Cuba anytime we decided that it was necessary. And thus was Cuba liberated. And then we took Puerto Rico. Just a little bombardment, and Puerto Rico was ours. And then we took the opportunity to take Hawaii, well, a little farther away, out in the Pacific, but waiting for us. And then the Philippines, which was very far away. But McKinley didn't know this. He didn't know where the Philippines were. No, but, you know, it was pointed out to him on the map. Oh, yeah. He thought it was off the coast of California. Turned out to be off the coast of Asia. But there they were. They had belonged to Spain. We had just defeated Spain. And so McKinley gave the same reasons for going into the Philippines that Supelvida gave for killing the Indians and enslaving the Indians on Hispaniola. And McKinley said, we've got to go into the Philippines to civilize and Christianize them. There's this history, long history of expansion, of conquest, of violence. And the somewhere, what Columbus did is there at the start of that long history. And I'm not arguing that Columbus is therefore responsible, personally responsible for everything that happened, but it's just that to celebrate Columbus is to lose sight of what he represents in the history of Western civilization. What he represents is not something called discovery or exploration, all of these mild activities and admirable activities, discovery, exploration, or even encounter, which people are beginning to use to describe what happened, because an encounter suggests somehow a meeting between equals rather than what it was. That is conquest.